なんで、This goes to Dr. Lisa Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G. Fax is 517-364-5165. The patient is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, middle initial M, like Margaret, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, date of birth 11-1 of 1950. Dear Dr. Ludwig, this is a consultation for Mrs. Smith, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. Her creatinine levels have been elevated for at least a year, but in October of 2022, the creatinine went up from 1.1 to 1.32. So it did progress, and when that was rechecked January 20th of 2023, that remains 1.3. Estimated GFR is 44 at this point. The only symptom the patient is currently having is bilateral flank pain without any cloudiness or blood in the urine, no dysuria. She did have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast, looking for kidney stones due to her past history of kidney stones. And that showed diffuse asymmetric left renal cortical atrophy, and non-obstructive bilateral kidney stones were present. One on the right was 7 millimeters. That was the largest that was seen, and another on the left was 2 millimeters. And there was a non-obstructing calculi noted in the right mid to distal ureter around the level of the common iliac artery without hydronephrosis or ureteral dilation. Nothing was seen on the left side. But yes, this is actually on the right. And due to the atrophy found in the left kidney, that could be the kidney that suffered the renal artery stenosis, which is one of her problems. The patient is with her husband, and she's had serious vascular disease for several years. She has ongoing right carotid stenosis. She states the last test showed that it was about 60% stenosis, and she's already had a left carotid endarterectomy. And she had open abdominal aortic aneurysm repair in March of last year. And at that point, they were considering trying to work on the renal arteries, but that was not done at the time of surgery, possibly because the left kidney was too small to benefit from any further procedures to improve blood flow. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea and cough, and she has known COPD and requires the use of several inhalers to treat that. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. No neuropathy, no significant arthritis or back or neck pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, diet controlled, hyperlipidemia, COPD, a history of kidney stones, type unknown, obesity, anxiety, anemia, renal artery stenosis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation that resolves spontaneously, bilateral carotid stenosis, and a small left kidney. Past surgical history, she's had a left carotid endarterectomy, an appendectomy, colonoscopy with polypectomy, tear duct surgery, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingectomy, tonsils and adenoids removed, an EGD. She had coronary artery bypass graft of 3 vessels in June of 2021 and the open abdominal aortic aneurysm repair in March of 2022. Social history, the patient is married, lives with her husband. She's an ex-smoker who quit in 2016. She denies alcohol use or illicit drug use. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, cancer, pulmonary fibrosis, and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Chantix. Medications, she takes Metamucil one daily. The B like boy, R, E, Z like zebra, T like Tom, R-I, inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram at bedtime. Aspirin, 325 milligram once daily. Zoloft, 100 milligram once daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram once daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily in the morning. For pain, she has been using additional aspirin, 325 milligram 2 at a time for the flank pain. And that's usually the medication she uses when she has pain. Physical examination, height is 63 inches, weight 172. Pulse 59, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure 122 over 60, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished with prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no wheezing or rails are noted. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no bruise, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. Fetal pulses, 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 20th of 2023. Creatinine, 1.3. Estimated GFR is 44, albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9, intact parathyroid hormone 73.4, hemoglobin is 12.8 with normal white count and a normal platelet. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, but she does have 4-plus calcium oxalate crystals. So that may be the type of kidney stone that's trying to pass currently. And her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 20, which is within the normal range. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with elevated creatinine levels of 1.3 since October of 2022, and that actually started in May after her open abdominal aortic aneurysm repair. We would like her to have lab studies again this month, or within the month. We're going to get them in March again. And then possibly monthly thereafter, depending on levels. She was advised to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She can take 1 aspirin a day, either 81 milligram or 325 for heart health only, but this is not to be used for pain. If she needs something for pain management, Tylenol was suggested. And she should continue to follow a low-salt diet. She'll follow up with her cardiologist which is Dr. Kripposman, on a routine basis, and she will have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.